Hello and welcome to the next episode of my podcast. This is your host, Biswaroop. Earlier in my career, and I'm making a confession now, in my annual appraisal, my boss once told me that you need to be a better decision maker. A few of my projects, which was not up to expectation, did not go right because of some wrong decisions which I took. That set me reflecting, and I asked him the same question, boss, what are the things that I should keep in mind to be a better decision maker? I still remember the 4 or 5 points that he had told me then, and I want to share this with all of you so that this will help you in making better decisions in your lives. Number one, you should understand that decision making is a choice, right? So any choice will come with some risk and with some rewards or not so rewards. Therefore, you should be ready for the consequences of the choices that you make, which fundamentally means that whether it is right or wrong, you should be accountable for it. Do not be afraid to make the wrong choices or the decisions, because at the end of it, every wrong decision will help you to learn further and sharpen your skills. Remember that decision making is a skill, right? So there will be ups and downs, but the more you do, the sharper you become. That's one. Two, decision making should be a mix of information, perspectives, as well as your own gut feeling. Now let me explain. So for example, if you have a choice to make, you can research as much as possible about the pros and cons of the different possibilities of the choice that you can do from different platforms, reading books, seminars, etc., etc., right? You can ask mentors, friends, colleagues, professionals about their perspective of the entire thing to understand their pluses and minuses, right? But at the end of it, remember that the consequences of the decision is yours. So you can look at all different lenses, talk to different people, dig and research as much as possible, but the final decision is yours, because the consequences are yours. So at the end of it, after taking information from everywhere, from the ecosystem, you have to go back to what you feel internally, your gut. A lot of times, information may be filled and may be positive, but something inside you doesn't say it is right. You should not go for it. That's the inner compass, right? So therefore, decision making should be a mix of people, information, as well as your internal compass. Very, very important. And you, as you grow up the ladder, you will see more and more decisions being made because you feel that way. Because over the period of time, your experience have grown so much, you can feel the gut from within. Right? So that's very, very critical. The other part is decision making will depend on the context, the age, and the perspectives. So whether you want to take a short-term or a long-term decision will totally depend upon your age, the situation, the context of the entire project, etc., etc. So for example, for a guy taking a decision at 25 or 28, vis-a-vis a guy, same guy taking a decision at 30, at 40 would be totally different. His lens will be different. His perspectives will be different. Therefore, he will view it from a shorter lens or a longer lens will be absolutely his choice. Right? At the end, remember that decision making is imperative for your career growth. You have to take decisions, the consequences of which can be right or wrong. But there cannot be nothing worse than not taking a decision because you're afraid of it. So go for it, learn from your mistakes, and see how you grow from strength to strength. If you like this podcast, please share it with your friends, colleagues, and other professionals. This is all that I have right now. For more tips and tricks, please join my free VIP Facebook group, link given below. This is your host, Biswaroop, signing off. And until the next time, Stay curious, stay connected, and keep growing. Thank you very much for tuning in.